This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Ooh, we had a great show. Looking forward to this last hour. Man, it's been fun. If you didn't know, I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. Times are tough. Rocket Mortgage is prepared to help. If you need mortgage assistance, contact their team 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. From their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. Okay, you can find me online, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. All my social media is at JR Sport Brief. Okay, you can call up at any time. These phone lines are here for you, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We have been talking about everything from Dak Prescott. No, I don't think he's greedy. We spoke to Scott Miller, national columnist for baseball, covers it for Bleacher Report. He says baseball, he believes, is going to come back. We spoke about veteran quarterbacks. No. They don't need to be nice to the young guys. They don't need to babysit them, especially guys who might take their jobs. We spoke about Gronkowski, Coach Thibodeau. No, I wouldn't want him as my head coach. And in a few minutes, I want to talk to you about Lamar Jackson and Taysom Hill. The comparisons are coming in. The comparisons are starting to come in strong. And I want to give you my opinion on what I think about Taysom Hill. And why is he even being compared to Lamar Jackson? It doesn't make too much sense to me. Okay, like I told you, 855-212-4CBS. Our line is sponsored by Geico. They've introduced the Geico Give Back. It's a 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies for current and new customers that last your full policy term. Visit geico.com/giveback for info and eligibility. On the line right now, we have Chris. Chris is calling up from Birmingham, Alabama. Chris, go on ahead. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
How you doing, JR?
I'm terrific. What you thinking about?
I'm thinking about two things. You mentioned Tom Thibodeau and Taysom Hill. What I like, Tom Thibodeau as my head coach. I'm okay with it, honestly. It's more so, and he's known to say he's known to grind players down and. I think also the case of the NBA itself demand of NBA starters to play each night in a grinding 82-game schedule is honestly what's going to grind them down regardless, except for good coaches like Greg Popovich who'll sit his starters down and actually let them rest every now and then. And speaking of Taysom Hill, I'm a Saints fan. And I always, and honestly, it said that I read on my social media timeline that Saints are thinking that Taysom Hill will be the future. I'm fully behind that. I don't necessarily see, honestly, like a flaw he has because he has that it factor, if you want to be honest. Because despite how people just disregard him as just some gimmick player, he just constantly just plays his butt off like every game, every down or a special teams play, or even a wide receiver, or whatever he's
saying. Okay. I mean, I hear you, Chris, and thank you for calling up. You're basically leading into what I'm getting ready to tell you about Taysom Hill, and thank you, Chris. Shout outs to everybody in Birmingham. Look, Jay Glazer, Mr. Workout Guy, NFL Insider, shout outs to him and his place in West Hollywood. He said, Sean Payton loves him in reference to Taysom Hill. He says, I think Sean was always hoping to unleash him on the league, without anyone seeing him before. But now we've seen it with Lamar Jackson. He's a bigger Lamar Jackson. Not sure if he's talking about physically or whether he's talking about, you know, as a playmaker. Not too sure. This is extremely difficult for me to kind of take in. If you want to say that Taysom Hill is going to be the next big thing, if he's not just a Swiss Army knife, okay, fine. I get it. That's well within your prerogative. But there's a few reasons why, if you want to say stylistically, he might remind you of Lamar Jackson. But to come out and say he's a bigger Lamar Jackson, it doesn't matter whether you're talking about physically or talent-wise. You know, Taysom Hill is going to turn 30 years old in August. 30. And I know quarterbacks now are playing into their 40s. I get it. I mean, he's been under wraps. He has had several injuries while he was in college. And you can say he hasn't had a full slate as a quarterback in the NFL. And I give him credit. I mean, last year he had 156 yards rushing. He had 234 yards receiving. I mean, he hauled in, you know, 6 touchdowns. That's all good and fine. But when you talk about Taysom Hill as a passer, when you talk about him as a quarterback, he hasn't thrown the ball more than 13 times in the past 2 seasons. This is the reality. He has been a gadget player. He has been a Swiss Army knife. He has been a do-it-all. He has been a decoy. He's been an amazing player. He's been exciting. It's been fun as hell to watch him, you know, run back. It's been amazing to watch him haul in passes. It's been amazing to watch him run the football. It's pretty cool. Because when I watch the Saints, I go, oh, there he is. He about to do something damn well cool. And then he does. But I haven't seen enough of him throwing the football. And I'm not going to take anything away from Sean Payton. Obviously, they think extremely highly of him. I mean, they gave him a 2-year contract, $21 million that they signed him to in April. You want to see what he can do? I mean, you signed Jameis Winston for 1 year. Okay, nobody necessarily thinking Jameis is initially going to go out there and be the future. And I hate to tell you, you know, no training camp is not helping Jameis Winston in this regard. I mean, he can learn. He could become a better QB. But all indications are that it might be somewhere else that's not going to be New Orleans. So I can understand all of the hype about Taysom Hill. I get it. It makes plenty of sense to me. Okay? I mean, but this is a guy who's thrown 0 touchdowns. He's played 2 years. He had injuries in college. He has an interception. He has 1 interception, 0 touchdowns. He doesn't even have 14 pass attempts. How much do you trust Sean Payton? I wouldn't be surprised. Maybe Taysom Hill is going to be a solid, amazing quarterback. Maybe he's going to be able to lead the Saints when Drew Brees is gone. Look at all the quarterbacks that we have that are going into their 40th or past their 40th birthday. Is that Taysom Hill? Is he capable of doing that with his style of play? Are we all of a sudden going to think Taysom Hill is going to, you know, go behind center and then just drop back? Or do you think that Taysom Hill, the quarterback who Jay Glazer is comparing to Lamar Jackson, is going to get the ball and go RPO? Is he going to say, oh, nobody's open, I'm darting out of here, I'm running, I'm going? How are those hits going to add up when you're supposed to do it for 16 games? I just haven't seen enough out of Taysom Hill. I can understand his excitement. I can understand being hyped for him when he comes into the game, when he lines up on a line of scrimmage. I get all of that. But I ain't seen enough of him. Okay, we can look at Joe Flacco, and we can look at when Lamar Jackson came in, and we can wash away that first half, that first not full season that Lamar Jackson had. We can do that. He had to go through his own growing pains. But then the next season, we see an MVP. Someone who throws for 3,100 yards, 36 touchdowns, rushes for 1,206 and puts in 7 touchdowns with his legs. Wins himself an MVP. And how old is Lamar Jackson? 23? 24 years old? It looks like the Baltimore Ravens got him some help in running the football. My only concern with Lamar Jackson is similar to Taysom Hill or any other quarterback who just decides, hey, I'm out. I'm going to run for my life. How are those hits going to add up? Is Lamar Jackson's style of play going to last him into his 40s like a Tom Brady? You know, at the same time, we have someone who, by the way, was a former baseball player in Russell Wilson. You know, they've cut down on his rushing attempts over the past several years. But Russell Wilson is 30, 31 years old, been playing for about 8 years now. Russell Wilson has not missed a game in the NFL. You know, how many brutal hits do you see Russell take? Most of the time, he's running out of bounds or he's sliding the hell on out the way. Lamar Jackson is challenging you head on. So when you have Lamar at 23, 24, and you have Taysom Hill, and Lamar's 23. He's 23 years old. You have Taysom Hill, who is basically older than him by 7 years. Why are we going to make that comparison? I don't know what Jay Glazer did. I don't know if he was working out at his gym, his fight gym, and throwing pads. I don't know if he got slipped and got hit in the head. It's very difficult for me to hear that he's really comparing Taysom to Lamar. Let Taysom Hill throw a touchdown first. Let's see him in half a season. Let's see Taysom Hill play a quarter of a season. You know, I think time would probably be on his side. But he got knocked around at BYU. He hasn't played quarterback in the NFL. He hasn't thrown more than 13 passes. He has 0 touchdowns. Why are we in such a rush to compare him to Lamar Jackson? I don't think it's fair to put that pressure on him. I don't think it makes sense to make that comparison. Like, I might as well pick a name out of a hat. You know, I've seen Odell Beckham Jr. throw the football every now and then in a gadget play. He'll catch it. He'll air it out. Why don't we just say, you know, Odell will put on a few pounds and maybe grow a few inches. And why don't we just say Odell is going to be that next great, solid quarterback? It's just odd to me that we would put Taysom Hill in that regard of an MVP for someone who's never thrown a football and turns 30 in August. You know, congratulations to Taysom Hill for getting his contract. Congratulations to Taysom Hill for generating buzz. Congratulations for playing and learning behind Drew Brees. I would venture to say that's going to be in his favor. Because eventually, we're going to blink, and Drew Brees is going to retire. Drew Brees is going to be calling football games on television. And Saints fans can hope that Taysom Hill is a good quarterback who can try and continue the legacy of winning that Drew Brees helped establish. Hopefully, Taysom Hill can go ahead and help you win a Super Bowl. I don't think there's any such thing as filling the shoes of Drew Brees and what he's done. And I know there are people out there who go, oh, well, what has Drew Brees won us lately? Drew Brees hasn't won us anything. There are a lot of teams in the NFL that would want the chance to have Drew Brees as their starting QB. Because we certainly have some QBs out here who have not won anything. And we certainly have a lot of teams which treat the quarterback position as a revolving door. So you know what? I wish Taysom Hill nothing but the best. But to compare him to Lamar Jackson? I don't think so. I think that's way too premature from Jay Glazer. Somebody needs to go ahead and give Jay one of those concussion tests. Because I think that's the only way he can come out and make a statement like that for a guy who hasn't even thrown 15 passes in his NFL career. Okay, we're going to open up the phone lines. I want to hear from you right now. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Do you feel that Taysom Hill can be a star quarterback in the NFL? Do you agree with Jay Glazer's comparison to Lamar Jackson? I think Jay is way off here. Let me know what you think. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're talking about Jay Glazer's comments on Taysom Hill. That's right. I think Jay Glazer has lost his mind. He basically said Sean Payton loves him. I think Sean was always hoping to unleash him on the league without anyone seeing him before. But now we've seen it with Lamar Jackson. He's a bigger Lamar Jackson. Now, I think that's crazy. Taysom Hill is an amazing football player. At the same time, he's almost 30 years old. He hasn't thrown more than 14, 15 passes in the NFL. Can he block a punt? Yes. Can he tackle a guy on special teams? Yeah. Can he haul in a touchdown? Can he run? Yes, he can do all of that. He was an amazing athlete in high school, track and field. This dude did it all. He's an amazing athlete. Ridiculous. But he hasn't shown me a lot at quarterback. He hasn't shown me anything, really. And then dating back to BYU, I know he's only had a cup of coffee, really, in the NFL. It's not like he's been around. He's been out here for, what, 3 years now? But if you want to go back to college, this dude was basically just like pick a body part. Care if it's his foot, if it's his elbow, his knee. There was always something wrong with him in college. Okay? Do you think Taysom Hill can be a star quarterback in the NFL? He very well could be. Me personally, I think it's quite obvious. There's not a lot of evidence there that he can be. We haven't seen enough. Let me know your thoughts. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's not waste any time. We have Justin calling up here from Pennsylvania. Justin, what do you think? You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, man. No, I think you hit the nail right on the head. Like, he's a stud athlete. Like, he's super athletic. Like you said, you listed all the accolades he can do. But I get what Jay Glazer was going in context, where he's a stud athlete. He has all the speed and all that other good stuff. But I don't even think the Saints are completely sold on him, because they went out and they signed a post-op LASIK Jameis Winston.
Oh, wow.
So they can't be that much sold on him if they went ahead and got a guy who threw, like, what, 30, 40 picks with blurred vision? So, I mean, let's not
give Jameis Winston let's not beat him up too bad. It was 30, not 40, but it's still bad.
No, you're right. I hear you on that. But still, to the same point, it's not a – You didn't exactly sign a, you know, a coming off of a Super Bowl run Nick Foles or something like that. You know, it wasn't that kind of a signing. They signed a young former number one overall pick to obviously see what they got out of him. So I think like you said, I think you should probably sign up for one of those concussion tests and kind of get checked out.
Yeah. All right, Justin, thank you so much for calling up from Pennsylvania. Yeah, I mean, listen, maybe Jay Glazer is also stuck in the house. Maybe Jay Glazer is also bored. You know, I just think it's crazy. Go ahead and say that. You know what? I'm fine with you saying, hey, I think or Sean Payton thinks Taysom Hill is going to be an amazing player. That's all good. That's all great. But why are you bringing the MVP into the conversation? Why are we comparing a guy who hasn't thrown 15 passes in his career to somebody who just won MVP at 23 years old? Why is that a conversation? Let's talk to Troy in Baltimore. Troy, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What do you think?
Hey, JR, how you doing, man?
Terrific.
Good. Listen, I'm going to start off by saying I'm from Baltimore, but I'm not a Ravens fan. But I'm going to say this. Taysom Hill, he's not Lamar Jackson. Let's be honest, man. Lamar was the Heisman Trophy winner in college. He played quarterback his whole career in college. He came into the NFL. He got in there. He showed you what he could do. I mean, everybody said he couldn't throw. They said he was more of a runner. He worked on his game, came back and won the MVP. So you can't compare the two, man. I'm not going to say Taysom Hill can't start in the NFL. So I don't want to be one of those guys who always want to tell you about this guy not going to be good, this guy not going to be good. You know, I mean, that's what I'm still getting on the field. But like you said, he only thrown 15 passes. So to compare him to Lamar Jackson, is like, it's crazy. But Jake Glazer, let's be real, though. Jake Glazer, a couple of weeks ago, was saying that a guy who ain't played football in 5 years is going to come back and be the same guy he was 5 years ago. So, I mean, we shouldn't be surprised when we hear it from Jake Glazer, man. Thanks for taking my call.
No doubt about it. And thank you, Troy, for calling up from Baltimore. It's mind-boggling to me. It is. And I agree. Because, look, I'm not going to sit here and say that Taysom Hill can't be a good quarterback. I'm not going to sit here and say that he can't be a solid quarterback. I wouldn't be surprised if Taysom Hill gave the Saints 5 to 10 great years at quarterback. What I think doesn't make sense is to compare him to Lamar Jackson. None. If you want to call him a gadget player, if you want to say he's a Swiss Army knife, if you want to say he's a versatile quarterback, if you want to say that Sean Payton hopes that he can be similar to Lamar Jackson, all of that sounds good and great to me. But when you start saying that, you know, he's a bigger Lamar Jackson, that's nuts. You know, I'm over here looking at my Twitter, at JR Sport Brief. Christian Hinton says, going on a full rant about how Taysom Hill not showing him enough to have him believe that he's a starting quarterback in the NFL. He says, be careful. Taysom, or Rudy, as I call him, will surprise you. But I think it's the Falcon fan side of him that makes him deny him. Hey, Christian, just because I live in Atlanta doesn't mean I'm all gung-ho for the Falcons. I love to see him win, but, you know, don't believe the hype. Let's check in with Steven from Santa Cruz, California. Steven, go on. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Terrific. What do you think?
Dang, Glazer needs to get out of that house. hey, you know what? I love Taysom Hill. I think Taysom Hill is I think Taysom Hill learned a lot from that dynamic New Orleans Saints offense. But let's be real. Taysom Hill is what you call a athlete that can do many things. You know, he's like that jack of all trades. Let's put him here. Let's put him at wide receiver. Let's put him in the slot. Let's put him here. Let's put him at running back. He'll do it all. Now, if you compare him to Lamar Jackson, Lamar Jackson has certain strengths that when you see Lamar, his running, Lamar just, it's like a hybrid wide receiver and a hybrid running back combined together. That's Lamar Jackson with a strong arm. I'm not even a Lamar Jackson fan. Let's be real. The last two playoffs, I'm predicting, just like I predicted Mariota was going to fall out of Tennessee, Lamar, eventually they might get tired if he doesn't win the Lombardi Trophy, you know. And he's that type of quarterback that I put him in that same boat as when everybody bought into the Colin Kaepernick hype. Oh, Colin Kaepernick is the next greatest thing, you know.
Well, Steven, what I would say is Lamar Jackson is 23 years old.
Yeah,
this still There's still going to be time. You know, I don't necessarily want to go ahead and compare it. You know, Lamar is certainly more dynamic than Colin Kaepernick, you know, but there's still time. He's 23. So I don't necessarily want to put him in that category yet. But
And Lamar had the better juke moves than Colin. Colin was just straight up straight line speed. When he was gone, he was gone. Like, literally, that guy was just a freak of an athlete, you know?
Yeah, Steve. Well, let's see what happens with Taysom. Like you said, he is a athlete's athlete, but I don't know if we need to put him in an MVP's category yet.
No, it makes no sense. It's very too early, and if I were kind of to predict it, I'm not too sure yet. Taysom might be in the same boat as when Jimmy Garoppolo was with the New England Patriots. He might follow in that footstep. But he's not going to be that. Oh, I'm the elite franchise quarterback. I'm going to lead your team to a Super Bowl. I don't see that. He's a guy that you can use all over the field. That's what's great about him.
Well, we know. Let's see what he can do behind center. I mean, that's what's most important. And thank you, Stephen, for calling up from Santa Cruz. Can't wait to get back out to Cali myself. Listen, at the end of the day, this guy has to throw some passes. He can be a great football player. We know that. Let's see him throw some passes first before we even, lay anything on out there. Okay? When we come back, I'm going to get ready to roll out. I'm going to roll out the reason that Paul Pierce probably has some beef with LeBron James. Okay? It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Hell of a show. Thank you to everybody who's called up and hit me up. 855-212-4CBS. You can contact me on Twitter at JR Sport Brief. You know, we have a couple of folks who are just really still hitting me up, telling me about, Taysom Hill. Mo Murray says, usually guys who can do everything do everything except win. And, I don't want to go that far on Taysom Hill. I don't want to say the dude is not going to be a winner in the NFL. Let's just see him throw a couple of passes first. You know, we have a whole lot more to go from there. Now, before we went to break, I told you I'm getting ready to roll out. I'm not doing it right now, but I'm going to tell you why Paul Pierce doesn't have LeBron James in his top five of all time. But before I do that, I think it's actually cool that we have a beef here. I think it stinks. I mean, they've had enough battles in the playoffs. They've eliminated each other back and forth. We've had enough of that. But, you know, congratulations to Paul Pierce for saying something ridiculous. Thank you, Paul Pierce, for saying something that has sparked conversation, whether or not he's smart enough to realize it or not. It's pretty much jealousy. So I'll tell you why Paul Pierce is upset with LeBron. Now, having said that, you know, I guess this is just the week of upset retired NBA players. We started off with Horace Grant, who obviously was a featured player because he was a part of that Chicago Bulls three-peat, you know, in the early 90s. He was a part of the Last Dance with Michael Jordan. He was right there. We saw him. But, you know, it took him about 10 episodes, 10 hours, for him to realize that he was upset that Michael Jordan called him a snitch, saying, hey, Michael Jordan is a snitch. We also hear that Scottie Pippen isn't happy with how he was depicted. In my opinion, if you look at how Scottie was depicted, he just seemed like whiny and just sad all the time. You know what? Great basketball players. Dude was never happy. So I guess this is the week for NBA players to be mad. We have some callers that are here still on the line. They have some thoughts on Taysom Hill. We're not going to waste no time. We got D who's calling up from Richmond. D, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Go on ahead.
Yeah, man. In regard to the Taysom Hill thing, man, I really think Jay Glazer he should lose some credentials for that. There's no business making a statement so blasphemous, right? Like, the most comparative that Taysom Hill would look to me, and we've danced all around it, no race involved, it would be Tim Tebow. Like, he's more of an aggressive runner. He's not Lamar Jackson. He would never be a Heisman Trophy winning MVP. No, he won't be. And 5 to 10 years, as you said, was pretty generous. No, he couldn't do that.
Well, yeah, I mean, we don't know. He got a 2-year contract. He may not last. 5 to 10 years is certainly generous. I call 5 to 10 years probably the max on what we could see. It's going to be real interesting to watch how the quarterback situation in New Orleans is going to pan out when Drew Brees is gone. That's the element we're going to have to wait for, D. I appreciate you calling up in Richmond.
All right.
No doubt about it. Shout outs to all my folks in Richmond. Everybody from Short Pump, Shockabottom, Chesterfield, Midlothian. Appreciate all of y'all. Let's go ahead and talk to Ryan. Ryan is calling up from North Carolina. Ryan, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Go on ahead.
Hey, good evening, JR. I want to talk about Hill also. I also had a quick question I was going to squeeze in also, but Hill, he's definitely not a Lamar Jackson. He's definitely athletic and he's a good player. But to make that comparison, I mean, yeah, it's nowhere close. And I think, as a previous caller kind of stated also, I think if they were that sold on Hill, I don't believe they would have bought Jameis Winston in there. So it's going to be interesting to see. It's going to be interesting to see where this goes. But like you said, when Drew Brees does retire, a quick question I have. I'll make it quick. I haven't been able to tune into your show much lately because my schedule changed, but now I'm back and I tuned in late. So I'm going to apologize now because I'm sure you've touched on this topic, but I'm sorry to bring it up again. But I did want to get your opinion on this. The Dak Prescott situation. Do you think we'll see, with everything going on, do you think we'll see Dak Prescott on the football field this fall with the Cowboys, or do you think it's a good chance? You know, I know them signing Dalton was under a session.
Not worried about it. And thank you for calling up. I'm going to go ahead and answer. You call up anytime, Ryan, okay?
Appreciate it.
No doubt about it. Yeah, we opened up the show talking about Dak Prescott. We did. And we had some callers who were saying that, and what's going on in the world, he's greedy. We have some people saying that Dak Prescott needs to take the money. Some people are saying that he's ruining the Cowboys. You know, ultimately, you know, and Joe Theismann was here, and he said, hey, he should take the money. Chris Sims was on 105.3 The Fan in Dallas, and he said, hey, what are you squabbling over? You should go ahead and take the money. I heard he was offered a 5-year, $175 million contract. I heard he was offered upwards of $45 million in the last year. Now, when you put things out like that, when you're saying or painting the picture that Dak Prescott is all and only about the money, of course it's going to look ugly. But guess what? Dak Prescott's agents and the Dallas Cowboys have said that's not true. They have said it's not about the money. It's about the amount of years. And so, yes, I think Dak Prescott is going to be ready to go. I think he's going to be raring to go. I think he's going to be fit for service with the Dallas Cowboys this upcoming season. I don't think we have too much to stand on. I don't think we have too much to worry about until July 15th gets here. Dak Prescott has until July 15th to work out or come to an agreement on a long-term deal with the Dallas Cowboys. If not, he can play on that $31.5 million franchise tag. All right, this is a dude, keep in mind, Dak was selected in the fourth round. He wasn't taken, you know, number one. He wasn't taken number 10. He wasn't taken in the first round. I'm pretty sure Dak wants to make up some money. And at the same time, there's no rush. If he wants to sign a 4-year deal instead of being locked in for 5 when he's going to be past 30, I don't blame him for trying to get another contract sooner. There's no rush here. It's July 15th. That is the day. It's May. What is it? Are we on the 21st or 22nd? Depending on where you live, it's May 21st, and we're all getting ready to roll into May 22nd. There ain't no rush for Dak Prescott to sign this contract. It's a typical business move. He's not being greedy. He's not trying to get a gold-plated toilet. He's not trying to buy himself a helicopter plated in gold. This dude is doing what anybody else in the NFL would do in his position. And I've said, hey, is he deserving of going ahead and getting this money? No, not necessarily. But I tell you, he's been pretty damn good. He hasn't missed a game. He's been serviceable. And I think with this upcoming season, with the offense that he has around him, I think he's primed for a real damn good year. So everybody lay off Dak. He's not ruining the Cowboys. He's not being greedy. He's doing what anybody in his position probably would and should do. And the Cowboys have had, in recent years, I said this, Dez Bryant, 5-6 years ago, he signed on the 15th. He signed on deadline day. Ezekiel Elliott, he did not show up last year until right before the opener. There's no rush here. So shout outs to Dak. I'm not mad at Dak. Good for him. Everybody needs to kind of relax. It's not Dak being greedy. It's none of this. Dak is playing a game and he hit the jackpot of the cards that were dealt. Go get the money. It's not guaranteed to you. The same way out of coming out of Mississippi State, it wasn't guaranteed that you would be the starting quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys. Go get it while you can. Because the NFL will be quick to pull it right from underneath you if things don't work out anyway. Congratulations to Dak. And to our last caller, yes, if you ever miss a minute, a moment of the JR Sport Brief Show, all 4 hours of the show, after the show is complete, is available on CBSSportsRadio.com. Just go to shows and go to JR Sport Brief. You can also listen on the free radio.com app. You can get me on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate and then Sirius XM channel 206. And if you're in the radio.com app, you can even go ahead and hit rewind while I'm live and then you can listen to the show. Now, having said that, I'm getting ready to roll out. That's right. I'm getting ready to roll out one of the most interesting stories in sports right now. And I'm also getting ready to roll out. Amy Lawrence will be here in approximately 10 minutes. But last night, I was inundated. The phone lines blew up about Paul Pierce in his top five list. Paul Pierce, top five basketball players of all time. It had the greats on it. Michael Jordan, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Bill Russell, Magic Johnson, Kobe Bryant were in the top five for Paul Pierce. You want to know who was missing? LeBron James. You know, you can argue with me all you want. You know, I think I know something about basketball. You know, NBA TV has me on a show. They say, boom, here, analyze this. They say, hey, fantasy, I know a little something about basketball. Magic Johnson has said Kobe Bryant is the greatest Laker of all time. Yesterday, Magic Johnson said LeBron James is the greatest all-around basketball player of all time. So you can take my word or think I'm nuts, or you can take the word of Magic Johnson, okay? Either way, Paul Pierce looked like a genuine hater for leaving LeBron out of his all-time list. Paul Pierce's justification? Well, look at all the teams LeBron went to. The other guys I named, you know, they helped build these franchises. What does it have to do with in-game play? What does it have to do with talent? Well, tonight on ESPN, on their digital platforms, Paul Pierce with Kendrick Perkins basically said this beef started between LeBron and Paul Pierce in 2003 in a preseason game in Columbus, Ohio, in LeBron's rookie year. Paul Pierce got into some words with somebody on the bench. He said, this is why you guys are bench players. Paul Pierce admitted, came out of his own mouth and said, I spit toward the bench. He spat at the bench. He wasn't sure if it landed or hit anybody, but he said, I spat at the bench. He said, after the game, Kendrick Perkins said, in the tunnel, they had a little, you know, tussle. I guess there was one of these hold me back type fights, and that's where the beef started. So besides being eliminated by LeBron a couple of times in the playoffs and watching Ray Allen go to the Heat and watching LeBron become one of the greatest basketball players of all time, you know, Paul Pierce has a legitimate beef, I guess, with LeBron. But, you know, spitting on somebody, spitting in somebody's direction. Paul Pierce even said, if this was a social media era, there's a good chance that I would have got fined. Spitting towards somebody is a little too far. And this is something that I'm probably, almost certainly, going to pick up on discussing tomorrow. Spitting? That's really trying to fight. Okay? Shout outs to everybody who's been listening to the JR Sport Brief. I appreciate each and every one of you. We don't spit over here. I give, hugs when we can finally get close to each other. Much love to everybody who's been tuning in. You can find me online, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. All my social media is at JR Sport Brief. You're listening to CBS Sports Radio. Don't go anywhere. Amy Lawrence is coming up next. You've been listening to the JR Sport Brief show. Don't go anywhere on CBS Sports Radio. Listen to Amy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.